history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morena, Rob.
Good morning, everybody.
How are you going?
Morning, Rob.
I'm doing very, very well. Now, before I get into this, I just want to say something happened here last Saturday. We got a box delivered, and it came from the Papakura Marae, and it was unbelievable. We had a container of hand sanitizer. You imagine a rugby ball, and you squash the stupid pointy bits in.
Yeah.
That's how big it was.
Wow, that's amazing. And that was from Papakura Marae.
Yeah, but we had a box of disposable gloves, like marigolds, tissues, three bars of like proper nice soap, a big thing of Scotch Brite and like J cloths and all that. So if anybody's listening from there, or you know anybody that works there, thank them so much. I was uber gobsmacked.
That's awesome.
Doesn't happen very often.
That is really, really awesome.
Thank you very much for that. Right. Now, you're probably wondering what I texted you.
Yeah, okay, so you texted me this morning, stingy, stingy, thingy, and that was it. That was the whole text,
yeah.
Which is a strange text to receive at 6:30 in the morning, first of all.
The first thing that comes to mind for me is definitely bees.
Bees? I was thinking stingrays.
No. Oh.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. An international team of ocean researchers have made discover the world's longest living thing, and it's called a siphon 04.
A what?
A siphon of four.
A siphon of four.
Siphon of four.
It's the longest living thing.
Well, I don't think it is, but we'll get to that at the end. But this thing is absolutely amazing. Check it out on YouTube. It's brilliant. It's over 47 metres long and the thickness of a broomstick.
Siphon of four.
It's not a single animal, but it's like a floating colony. Of individual zooids. Sounds a bit like saying out of...
That sounds so space cadet situation here. I just Googled it. It's amazing.
Yeah, they clone themselves and become dedicated organs for the larger colony and spend their whole lives fulfilling a single function, such as stinging prey, digesting food, or moving around or reproducing.
So it's a bunch of little things connected together.
They've all joined together and become one thing. And it's in a spiral shape, so they're not really sure exactly how long it is. That's what they're sort of gauging it as.
Okay.
But it's just, and it's actually hunting. It's not just floating there looking for food. It's hunting and it's got all these things. It's actually a kind of jellyfish.
Right. So that's where the stingy thingy comes in.
Yeah, they found it 630 metres. I cannot actually say that word together in one sentence. I have to have a gap in between each one of them. It's like I cannot say Worcestershire sauce as one word because I can never say it properly.
Worcestershire sauce. I struggle with squirrel sometimes is the one that catches me. Yeah, I had to really think about that just then. Squirrel.
But check it out. It's just, it was found in the Indian Ocean about 650 metres down.
It's quite beautiful. It sort of looks like if you take a photo of someone drawing with a sparkler, you know, how you can kind of
underwater sparkler fish. Maybe that's what they should
have
called
it. That's a much better name. They should absolutely change that right now. I like that this has come up on a website called Absurd Creature of the Week. And it's... probably a very fitting name for it.
Yeah. But in actual fact, it's not. I don't think it is the longest thing in the world, because I checked that out. I thought it was really, really fantastic. I'm not talking human centipede here. I'm talking, you can see...
Thank goodness for that.
giant kelp, which grows in oceans in Alaska, California, New Zealand, Australia, South Africa, can grow up to 50 metres long.
Oh, that's pretty long as.
Yeah.
Have you ever been kelp surfing, Rob? Have you ever done that?
I've never been. I haven't even done kelp surfing. I don't like doing anything like that.
Fair enough.
What is that?
That's like, we used to do it when I was little, when you'd go in at the right tide time and you'd like hold on to the kelp and it kind of like, you get moved by the waves. holding onto the kelp. It was heaps of fun. I don't know if it works when you're bigger than a small child, but it worked pretty well when you're a small kid.
Yeah, don't try that. That just sounds so naughty to me.
Definitely don't do it at the moment because we're not allowed in the water. But
You've got the lion mane jellyfish that goes out to 30 metres. So I thought, what's going to be the biggest thing in the world, the biggest living thing in the world?
What is it?
I was hoping you was going to ask me that. It's the Armorella ostea, and it's a fungus, and it's more than 2,500 years old.
Whoa!
It covers more than 8.8 square kilometres in Oregon's Maya National Forest. And once a year, sprouts honey mushrooms.
Oh, that's kind of cute. What does a honey mushroom look like?
I don't know, but they look quite nice, but because of they're called that, you think you want to eat them, but I don't know whether you could.
No,
but
maybe not.
It just destroys everything in its path, trees, all sorts.
Nice.
It's not a really nice thing. Before I go, I just want to say one of the things we've been doing in our bubble. Every morning, go up, and Adrian, my flatmate, plays one album.
I'd like
to give you a list of what I've been listening to, right?
Please tell us.
Straw People, Aretha Franklin, Lord, ABBA, Lady Six, The Chimes, which I absolutely love, Soul to Soul, brilliant, Melissa Etheridge, Kellis, Dawn Penn, Madonna, the Thompson Twins from the 90s.
That is fantastic. That's
such a good list, Rob.
The diversity on that list is 10 out of 10. You're sonically reaching there. I like it.
I've seen a lot of people listening to ABBA, and I feel like it's a real, real mood lifter.
I tell you what, it was really funny. You put it on, and I said, first one, I knew it was ABBA, and the next one, I thought, I don't know who that is. So I thought it might have been a soundtrack from a movie, but it was ABBA. And I don't care. I know this gets podcast. I say I quite enjoyed it.
Oh, I love ABBA. I love ABBA.
Oh, don't be ashamed. Yeah.
Sigrid played
a lot of people love ABBA.
Sigrid played the fantastic Spanish version of Chiquitita on her show a month or two ago.
Okay.
And it went absolutely off in the office. It was fantastic. Rob, somebody's texted in to say, good shout out. They also live in Papakura and they got the same care package to stay clean and safe from the local marae. Must have been a massive undertaking. So huge shout out to them.
They had, I looked out and they had like a big trailer on the back just piled up with boxes. And then later on in the day, they must have run out and I see them go back when sports cut time to get food. They're offering food and all sorts.
That's awesome.
Unbelievable.
Before I go,
the one thing I cannot figure out at all and don't think over, I've been watching Trump's press conferences.
Oh, no. No, that's not.
Oh, no.
That's definitely a very different vibe to ABBA. Not the same uplifting.
It's just unbelievable. I've become addicted to it. I don't know why. It's just like, I can't believe what I'm watching. Anyway, positive notes. I think I'm getting the Happy Mondays tomorrow.
Oh, excellent.
We just had a big conversation, and he told me, I nearly fell over. We've been living in it for 4 years, and I never knew that.
Well, I hope you have a fantastic happy Monday. Why don't we listen to some Happy Mondays now? Shall we do that?
Ah, yes, please.
What should we have? Let's have Hallelujah. Why not? It's a big old classic.
Nice and uplifting.
All right,
nice
cheers. Cheers for
Thank
that,
you.
Rob.
Have a good one, everybody.
You
Stay
have a lovely
safe,
day.
Mate.
We'll talk to you
and
again.
You. Cheers. Bye.
Next week.
Bye.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
All right. As promised.